Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC's orthopedics team, offering hip, knee, joint, spine, and back treatments. Learn more at upmc.com/centralpaortho.
When thinking about recess, most think about children, but the Pennsylvania College of Art and Design Center for Creative Exploration has given recess a new twist. Art Recess for Adults started in 2019 prior to a brief hiatus due to COVID-19. The program provides adults with 2.5 hours to work on an art project of their own or an assigned art project while enjoying their packed lunch. The College of Art and Design believes this opportunity gives adults something better to do than, quote, doom scrolling at their desk. According to a Drexel University professor and researcher in art therapy, the act of creation can reduce stress and anxiety, improve one's mood, and increase problem-solving skills. Natalie Lasek, director of Center for Creative Exploration, is here with us today to tell us more about Art Recess and its benefits. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Art Recess and where the inspiration for the name of the program came from.
Sure. So when I started Art Recess in 2019, I was new to the Center for Creative Exploration, and I was looking for opportunities to have more spontaneous engagement, things that didn't require registration. We already had tons of classes and workshops, but sometimes it's nice to be able to decide last minute to engage. And I had also come from a position where there was a lot more structure, and I valued the opportunities I had when my own lunchtime wasn't just sit eating and working through lunch, but I was able to go and have a walking meeting with a colleague or be able to do something fun out in the city over that time. I always felt like I came back refreshed and feeling definitely much more inspired. And I thought, you know, it's just kind of like when kids get that break during the day where they get to go outside, they get to run around, they get to, play with materials and then come back ready to learn. And so while they might be expending more physical energy, it's that switch in sort of mental energy that I felt like, you know what, as an adult, like I'm lacking that. I need a break. I need recess over my lunch break so that I can come back feeling ready to tackle the day.
Don't we all? What age group is Art Recess targeting?
Definitely. So this is for adults. We have had some children pop in from time to time, but it's definitely for the adult population. And what's interesting is when we started in 2019, I thought, oh, well, this is really serving, you know, all the workers in downtown, our neighbors who are out there also looking for things. But it actually drew a really interesting population of retired adults that were just looking for connection with people who weren't necessarily of the same age, who they could identify as like other creatives or just come into a creative space because maybe they were starting to play with some materials in and not really knowing what to do with them. And so felt like that was a good place to bounce ideas off of, but definitely adult population for sure.
This program is for people of all levels of expertise, I assume?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So we have people who identify as artists who come and they may bring their own projects or their own materials, but I should have lots of groups from different local businesses. They might be departments or teams that definitely might not have as much experience with materials who come down more for the team building than for, you know, learning how to deal with clay or learning more about making zines. Or, you know, they're really down there for the experience of being with their colleagues and being with their team and getting to know them outside of the constraints of the office more than like I said, you know, building a new skill.
What are some of the art projects during Art Recess?
Yeah, great question. So we've had things like collage, zine making. We've had just simple drawing materials or watercolor paper out and series of watercolor sets for folks to just freehand work. I also dip into, because we have programming for younger students in grades 1 through 12 at the Center for Creative Exploration, sometimes I pillage the leftover supplies and bring them in, because even though it might have been for children, I mean, really adults have just as much fun with it. So things like Crayola Model Magic, Or we've had a project where we were doing Sharpie tie-dye on bandanas. So you're basically using rubbing alcohol to start to dissolve Sharpies, which are permanent markers, into these beautiful tie-dye patterns. So yeah, lots of different things. Those are just a few. But I think that's a big part of Art Recess, is having a lot of different things that people can try and finding where that entry point is that really works for them. You know, some people are like, oh, I don't like the feeling of clay. This is not for me. Or I'm really intimidated by drawing. So we try to have a lot of different things available to be able to overcome that and really meet them where they are.
Why is this program important to the community?
I think it's important because we do need to get away. I think so many of us have this idea of productivity, meaning that we're just like connected to everything all of the time. And actually, when we're at our best, and I'm so glad that you cited the Drexel study before about, you know, giving yourself a break and indulging in creativity. I mean, it really allows us to bring our best and most productive self to our work every day, to care for ourselves, to care for our mental health. And I also think for those that do engage in this as a way to get to know their colleagues better, it does form a stronger team when you get to out of those structures and get into a space where you can just sort of make and create together and be spontaneous and think of ideas, and that magic is real and that anything can happen. And then you can bring that into situations where you might need to ideate or to come up with a new product or to solve a problem together as a team. You've already kind of done that a little bit, and you're not so intimidated by thinking, you know, drastically outside the box, and then being able to hone it down into something that you can actually bring to fruition. So I think that's extremely important for those of us that are working all of the time. But for, you know, adults, like I had mentioned, the retired population, I think it's a wonderful place to be able to know, okay, I'm going to go and be with other adults. I'm going to go and do something fun. And I think for, you know, some of those that are in our retired population, you know, we don't identify as being retired, and we don't identify as being older, and we just want to be around people who stimulate, like have, you know, interesting conversation, or who stimulate our creativity. And so I think that's really important as well.
And how important is it for adults to take time to be children again, in a way?
It is so important. You know, we all have the ability to be creative, and that manifests in different ways, right? You know, like there are lawyers are creative, bankers are creative.
Yes.
We use creativity in our work every day, and creativity is like a muscle. You know, we need to go to the gym, we need to work it out. And if we're not stimulating it, if we're not pushing it, it gets weaker and weaker, and it's hard to come up with those spontaneous solutions to really think differently. And so, you know, being able to engage in this kind of creativity, it's like going to the gym.
Are there any plans for the expansion of Art Recess?
Yeah, and so that's already kind of started. So as you mentioned, you know, we had to take a hiatus due to COVID.
Yes.
And being in a college, you know, that complicates things, because you're trying to keep your college population safe and make sure that their semesters go off without a hitch. So we've been really lucky to be able to partner with the city of Lancaster and utilize their downtown Welcome Center as a space where we can gather. It's really lovely. It's close to Central Market. It's central to all of the offices and things that are in downtown. So we're actually be able to program an Art Recess about once a month with the visitor center. And we've also been talking to some of our community partners about showing up in their spaces throughout the year and being able to bring Art Recess to them.
You mentioned taking a hiatus during COVID-19. How important is it for this program to take place in person rather than virtually?
Yeah, I mean, not all of us have these things, right? Like we don't always have a bunch of model magic or a bunch of Sharpies and rubbing alcohol at our homes. And so materials wise, it's nice to be able to come to a place and know that it's all there for you, and you don't have to worry about cleanup. You know, and we don't always get to be in places with such a diverse set of people who attend Art Recess, to be able to meet new colleagues. I've had lots of people come to Art Recess and then they realize that they're neighbors and that they live on the same block, and form those relationships. So while you can do some things online, and it is really lovely, the accessibility of being able to be in person is really important.
What kind of impact do you hope Art Recess makes this year?
You know, I'm really glad that we do have this opportunity to have a space and program it throughout the year. But I really do hope that others kind of take it on for themselves too, to mm-hmm. realize the importance, maybe even in their own offices. So maybe they're not in Lancaster, right? You know, thinking about all those that might be listening. But maybe it's something that they can do for themselves, for their colleagues. Maybe it's something that they can start in their own communities and make sure that they're all taking care of each other and taking a really mindful pause to think about, how am I working through my day and what am I doing for myself? And am I being kind to myself, and am I showing up in the best way possible, and start their own art recess?
Yeah. A lot of people out there are working moms. They're married. They're dealing with all kinds of other life challenges and responsibilities. How can this help those people when they have to go back home and deal with work again?
Yes. Well, you know, I think that it's, from what I've heard from most people who take part in it, it's that ability to kind of put it all aside for a moment and to pause and realize that that being able to get lost in something, to get lost in a project, even if it's as simple as like scratchboard, is really important. So being able to maybe, you know, work that in as a family, you know, to bring it to your own home and say, okay, you know, after dinner, we're all going to sit down and we're going to make something together. And what's great is you can use anything. You can get all kinds of recycled materials. You can use the junk mail that comes in through the mailbox. You can collage with it. You can sculpt with it. So I think, you know, being able to realize that it's so important for everybody, and that type of just like giving your mind a break is really beneficial.
Wow.
And easy.
How can people find out more information about Art Recess?
Sure. So on the Pennsylvania College of Art and Design website, we have a calendar, and that's pcad.edu. So checking out the calendar is great, a great way to do it. We also post the events through the Facebook page for the Center for Creative Exploration and for the City of Lancaster.
No registration is needed?
No registration is needed. No, just show up.
Awesome. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Natalie.
Thank you so much.